Hello, I hope you're having a great day. Welcome to The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. This is our 229th episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I recently did a podcast about the notion of should and would and could and how that impacts our mental approach to our photography and our creativity. And I had a number of conversations since that podcast, and I want to follow up on something that came out of some of those conversations, and that's the notion of goal setting and the importance of goals for photography. I know so many of us set goals for wanting to accomplish different things, whether it be something technical, like we have a technical skill we want to learn, like how to use flash, or maybe how to edit a program, edit a photo in a certain program, or maybe it's something about shooting. We want to go out and we want to shoot a specific location, or there's a place in the world we want to go, or maybe it's time related. Maybe it's we have a goals of being more efficient with our time or more accurate in the recording of our data when we come back from a shoot. Or maybe it's just the goal of giving yourself some more freedom. You've got so many things going on. You just want to give yourself an empty space, sort of like a vacation from having goals, a vacation from having to do something. Goals are a slippery slope for me because I think they're important. I think it's important to have milestones that you're marking as you move forward. There's things that help you stay focused when you set goals, like this is something that's important that I want to do. It's something that I want to accomplish. And at the same time, I think goals can become somewhat prohibitive in our ability to get things done that we actually need to get done. Because it becomes real easy to get obsessed with the to-do list. And we have a number of goals we want to accomplish every day and a number of goals we want to accomplish every year. And those goals become something we march to, but oftentimes we don't necessarily circle back and think about if those goals are still appropriate and if they're the right thing for us to be working on. We change and we evolve as we learn to become better photographers. As we get exposed to more and more photography, as we shoot more and more photographs, we learn a lot more about who we are as photographers. Because we're in a constant state of learning, it's important to come back and revisit some of those goals. And while, like I said, goals are important, particularly if you have a business, you maybe have a goal of reaching a certain level of profitability or a certain number of clients, you have to make sure that when you set those goals, that you're in a position to be able to support those goals. Because just having the goal isn't enough. There's oftentimes a lot of work that goes into achieving those goals. And it may be work that you either aren't interested in doing, you can't do, or you're not going to do, or maybe it's something that you're absolutely committed to and at all costs you're going to achieve. But understanding the motivation behind the goal and why it's there is central to our ability to achieve it. I think it's also central in our ability to come back and revisit the goal and deciding if it's still worthwhile or has value. I've known a lot of photographers who've, in their interest of becoming a working photographer and trying to make a living as a photographer, they start doing work and things that they're not interested in doing because it helps pay the bills. And they become unhappy and dissatisfied with their experience behind the camera. And they say the exact same things they said before they became a working photographer when they had a quote day job. Oh, I wish I had time to make photographs that I liked. And if I just could get spend all my time photographing, I could be happier. I would love to be able to do that. But the goal of making money, making a living became so central to what they were doing, they forgot the passion and the reason they got interested in photography in the first place. And that the importance of the goal became more than what the work was about. For us to be successful, we need our work and our passion to drive a lot of that behavior. And that's why when it comes to setting goals, I think we need to make goals in different buckets and have a different relationship with those various goals. And that's kind of at the crux of the podcast this week is I think it's important if you're having business goals that you can go through and have business goals, and that they are separate from your photography. They're separate from the things you want to do behind the camera. Technical goals are the same way. If you want to learn a certain technique or you want to learn a certain way of shooting, those should be separate. And a shooting location should be separate. And all of those different goals should be in different buckets and in different approaches and in different ways of responding to what we think about for those goals. Not all goals are equal. The need for all of those goals is not equal. And so there's a difference between I would like to have more clients to make more money, and I would like to have more time to shoot, and I'd like to create more meaningful work. All three of those are perfectly important goals and perfectly applicable goals to becoming a working photographer. However, some of those are probably more important, and some of those probably require a level of introspection that is different, and they require a different level of work than another goal. And as you start to think about what is it you're spending your time on and how are you approaching your work, are you focused on the right bucket and the right goal within that bucket? If you get so focused on one aspect of your photography and you get obsessed with, I'm going to learn my post-production editing, and you stop actually picking up the camera because the goal of learning Photoshop has become so important to you that you stop making photographs. At some point, you're going to look back and realize 3 months, 6 months, a year has gone by, and to achieve that goal, you've stopped doing the thing that you loved in the first place. And then it becomes, well, now I got to get the camera picked back up, but I'm really not in the habit, and it's really not what I'm doing, and I just, all these reasons and excuses come up for not achieving what we originally wanted, which was, I want to become better in Photoshop so that I become a better photographer so that I enjoy more time behind the camera. Setting that goal became something that prevented you from doing your work. And that's what happens to a lot of people I work with, and my own practice is that way. If I get the wrong goal set and if I focus on the wrong goal, I don't take the proper steps forward. So how do we avoid that trap? How do we get out of the issue of we need goals to accomplish things, we need goals to measure our success, we need goals to help us move forward, and how do we balance so that we don't end up with the wrong goal and focused on the wrong thing and not moving forward, even though we're getting a lot of things done? I think one of the things that we need to do is we need to get a list of all of our goals. We need to actually know what everything is. One of the things where people struggle in an attempt to move forward is they don't start from a known state. If you're honest with yourself, and this goes with any part of your photography, if you're honest with how good a shooter you are, how good you are at printing, or how good you are at post-production, or how good you are at staying organized and keeping your catalog put together, the more honest you are with yourself, the actual easier it is to move forward and to fix anything that's a problem. When I work with people getting their Lightroom catalogs organized, as soon as we can get them to admit they don't have a cataloging system and they just do random stuff all of the time, the easier it becomes for us to set milestones and goals and a path for them to become organized. Goal setting is the exact same way. We need to know what are all of our goals. And then we need to classify those goals into specific buckets so that we can look at what is a business goal, what is a personal goal, what is a technical goal, what is a camera goal. And then more important than that, once we have those identified in there in their buckets, what is the motivation and what is the rationale behind that goal? Is it a goal that you think you should have? Do you think you should become a better portrait photographer and learn to do portraits even though you hate taking portraits? Because it's a goal you heard and you saw something at a conference or you read something or you saw a movie and it just seemed like something you should be doing? Understanding the motivation behind the goal helps us identify whether or not, one, we should keep the goal, two, if we have the correct goal parameter set up, and three, helps us start to understand what we might need to do to achieve that goal. In business, if your goal is, oh, I want to shoot 50 weddings next year. Well, why do you want to shoot 50 weddings next year? Is it because you need to make the money you would make out of 50 weddings? Because maybe you could raise the price of your wedding shoot 20% and end up having to do less weddings, less work, and get more satisfaction out of a deeper relationship with the clients you get to work with. So understanding why you're setting that goal and what you hope to achieve with it really can help you make sure that you're focused on the right thing. So many times in photography, we focus on the wrong thing. And when you critique photos and you look at photos and you realize, wow, the crop was off, the focus point was off, the depth of field was off, we have focused and seen the wrong thing. And our goal setting is the exact same way. We get so enamored with something that we think we need to do, or a goal we set, an arbitrary goal we set, or a goal we set months ago that we haven't revisited, and we're just in this march to try to finish it, when maybe letting that go, maybe not having a goal at all around that, can give us the freedom to really pursue what matters to us and to be more successful at the things we need to do. coming back to a business standpoint, if you hate accounting, hiring an accountant, hiring a bookkeeper may give you more time to be behind the camera than sitting in front of the computer trying to understand bookkeeping. You may have to figure out a way to pay for that. So now the goal becomes, what do I need to do to help pay for a bookkeeper? Well, maybe just having the time away from the computer will give you a chance to make more money. Maybe your goal is you want to actually have your work on display somewhere in a gallery or a coffee shop or a website, wherever it is, you want to put your work up there. So maybe setting the goal of having my work shown in XYZ and then coming up with the steps to get there will help you stay focused, but also give you some insight as to why is that important to you? What is it about having your work seen by others that matters? Because it might be easier just to give photos away to family and friends. If it's really about you just want people to see your work and appreciate your work, maybe that's more important. Maybe that gives you an insight into the type of goal to set. I don't think there's any wrong goals. I don't think there's anything that having goals for anything is good or bad, but not understanding why we have them, not revisiting them, and not understanding how they're impacting our own day-to-day efforts, I think can become a problem. The other thing that I think can happen, and I touched on this a little bit earlier, but one of the most important things we can give ourselves is freedom and flexibility. And when we become too rigid in our approach to our goals, we end up missing opportunities to do things. If you think about going out to do a shoot, and even if you've done a ton of planning and you're going on a trip and it's a destination place to go photograph, and you get there and you say, oh, I'm going to go photograph this waterfall, and then I'm going to go photograph this rock, and then I've set up a session with a couple of models to shoot on the beach, and we're going to do this, and we follow this very regimented path, you miss the opportunity to respond to the things that come up around you. You've lost the flexibility to be like, wow, there's some really cool light that's happening, or a thunderstorm came in and we want to go photograph the thunderstorm, but we're supposed to be over here. All of that planning is great because it makes sure that you have an idea of what's going to happen and you can maximize the most of your time. But if your goal is to experience and make amazing photographs, and that's the paramount goal, that's the uber goal above everything, you might have more flexibility in letting go of some of those sub-goals in servitude of the larger goal. And I think that's the thing that a lot of us forget is, at the end of the day, what we really want to make is great photographs and amazing photographs. And we need to hold that goal as being the most important. And if something's not helping us get to that, if some of the goals we're setting are not helping us achieve that, it might be worth revisiting those. So I hope you spend some time thinking about some of the goals you have set for yourself and maybe letting go of some of those, giving yourself some space and some freedom. Also really realistically looking at what are the values of those goals? Why did you set those? And are they actually helping you achieve your vision? And if not, maybe it's time to let go and revisit those. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get out and make some amazing photographs, get a chance to spend time with family, friends, and loved ones. Don't forget, you can always find us up on any of the platforms for podcasts. So if you change devices, get a new phone, change phones, get a new computer, you can always find us up anywhere that podcasts are found, so you don't have to miss an episode. Take care, and I will see you next time.